This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Post-debate edition of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. You can turn on a television set, you can open up a newspaper, you can listen to all kinds of experts tell you what to think about last night, and you know what? None of it really matters. It really doesn't. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you. I'm most interested in what you think about last night's debate. And I love hearing from you on this program, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, on the legendary voice, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100, the patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, KTGO 1090, booming to the Bakken and KLTC on the Western Edge in Dickinson. Download that iHeartMedia app. The iHeartRadio app is the best. You can take us along anywhere. Just type in K-Fire, and really, we're with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. So, in other words, if you got to get out of the tractor and you got to go down to a little inspection of a little, what the heck's going on here? I'm stuck. Well, put the smartphone in the pocket with the iHeartRadio app, and you've got us, and you don't miss a thing. It's as simple as that. Podcast there, the replays, we're here for you. Brought to you this hour by our friends at Beam Mobile. They are Verizon, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. And they're more than just phones and tablets at Beam Mobile Verizon. Because B-Mobile has Verizon Hum now. That's the perfect tool to make your car smarter and softer, safer, rather. So you get smarter, you get safer. You get roadside assistance, you get diagnostics, you get maintenance reminders and vehicle locators and hands-free Bluetooth calling. And for a limited time, some freebies. If you have a team getting their license, you can get the Hum equipment, the activation fee, and 3 months of service back as a bill credit. So get Hum and go. And B-Mobile is everywhere, all throughout North Dakota, locations in western Minnesota. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. Todd the Radio God Mitchell is off today, hanging out with the suits. So I asked my business partner, Steve Hallstrom. You have to differentiate business partner these days, otherwise people start talking, you know what I'm saying? Steve Hallstrom is here, and Steve and I had a little argument earlier today. He hosts a program called the Need to Know Morning Show, and I do some commentary with him like I do with Phil Parker on the PMS in the Morning program, and Steve said something that kind of set me off. Did you notice it kind of set me off?
Yeah, but it doesn't take much with you after a debate to get you going.
So were you trying to push my buttons?
No, I was just saying what I thought.
I think I said, that's ridiculous.
I think you said something like that.
Tell everybody what you said.
Okay, so here's the deal. My assessment was that Donald Trump was woefully unprepared for last night's debate. I say that because he missed every opportunity that was out there to go after Hillary Clinton on things that were substantial. And then when he tried to make a point about the murders in Chicago, it took him forever to make his point. He just wasn't prepared. And I said, you know what? When I've gone into job interviews before and I want the job, I study up and I rehearse. I find out who I'm going to be interviewing with. I find a little bit about their company. I try to think, okay, what have I done? There'd be a good fit here. What do I want to, put out there so I differentiate myself? Those are the things that we do when we prepare for a big-time job interview. That's exactly what Donald Trump had last night. Weeks and months of anticipation. Everybody's waiting to see, what are they going to do? A lot of people still haven't really made up their minds. A lot of people wait until these debates to try to figure out what they really think. People just don't pay attention, for the most part, probably the way they should. So my comment is this. If Donald Trump is going to have that kind of performance like he had last night, he doesn't really want the job. If he's coming into that debate with no, you know that Lester Holt's going to be against you. You get that going in. If he's going to, let me finish now. If he's going to not fight back and say, okay, Lester, you're not going to want to talk about Benghazi, but I am. You're not going to talk about the Clinton Foundation, so I'm going to bring it up. You're not going to talk about ball peen hammers to cell phones. If you're not going to bring it up, I will. He didn't fight that fight. He didn't compose himself and control himself in a way that would lead people to think that that's a president there. If you're not going to prepare, you don't want the job. There's something about him that he doesn't really want that job.
You think Donald Trump has upended his entire life, has put himself through, a couple of years darn near now of all of this effort, and that he just decided, nah, I don't want the job.
It's a book tour for him.
Donald Trump cares about this country. Donald Trump is upending his company.
I'm not saying he doesn't.
I think where you're being unfair is that Donald Trump has not been on a stage like that before. Donald Trump is not a politician. She is a robot who 30 years of political life allows her to go into a room and absorb all this information and come out and spit it all out scripted, which she means nothing. And by the way, I heard nothing from that woman last night, that woman about, hey, I'm going to do A, B, and C, and D, and here's what I accomplished. Nothing. It was all tearing down Donald Trump. It was nothing about it. I did this, I did that. I did, one little rehearsed line about how many miles she flew on, the plane going around as Secretary of State. Big deal. So you could give, bags full of cash to Iran, and let them build bigger nuclear weapons and take us out.
I'm not arguing with you on any of that.
Here's the deal. Donald Trump clearly is not the polished professional politician she is. That's why he's in the position that he's in. That's why he's doing as well. Now, I will give you, he could have done better last night. I will give you that. I think that there were some missed opportunities. Lester Holt, of course, is one opponent. Hillary Clinton is the other. So as usual, as a Republican candidate for president, Donald Trump has to face two opponents. And Lester Holt doesn't bring up Benghazi, but he brings up some 1970s dispute over a housing lawsuit with Donald Trump and his dad. Are you kidding me?
Scott, that is a cop-out answer that you're giving.
What do you mean?
Last Friday, I called my first high school football game on the flag. Had never done it before. Do you think I just showed up and said, well, let me guess who the players are, let me see? I called the coaches ahead of time. I looked at the roster, found out who the starters were, got the pronunciation of the kids because it mattered to me to do that job well. You can't say because he hasn't been as experienced as Hillary that we just let him off on all that. No, this is the most important job in the free world.
No, I don't. Here's the deal, though. I think Donald Trump's preparation for the debate is the past 2 years. Am I going to run? Am I not going to run? Are the experts I talk to, all the things that he says, that's how he prepares for a debate. He doesn't, as a politician does, go into a room and have people fire questions at you and throw all these things into your head because he's going to sound like a babbling idiot. I mean, you can't over-prepare. It's not him. I'm saying he is on that stage, mano a mano, first time ever. And I think, given that, he did pretty darn good, okay? She's done this over and over and over again. She's debated in Senate races. She's been part of presidential campaigns. That's her thing. She can go into a room and get filled with all kinds of things. I just think they prepare differently. I don't buy your assertion that the guy didn't prepare and didn't care and anything else.
He told us he didn't prepare.
He didn't do these mock debates.
He didn't have the sessions where he got together and
I just said to you that my point is he doesn't need to. That isn't his game. He doesn't do that. That's a politician's
game. Well,
then he's
not respecting the job that he's interviewing for.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's the bar. I don't think that's the bar at all. I think what he needs to do is like you do with a company, assess where things are at. And I think if you break down some of the comments he made about, for instance, the debt and our crumbling infrastructure, if you look at where he made some points, even he had to bring up the emails. Why in the world that wasn't a question from Lester Holt? I'll never know.
Agree.
I mean, so the birther issue is something that the guy brings up, but not emails and an FBI investigation.
Agree.
Benghazi.
Agree.
The pay for play at the Clinton Foundation. I mean, it's unbelievable. So,
but if he had been properly prepared for the event, he would have taken the opportunity to bring all those things up by himself, and he wasn't. And that's got to be concerning.
I don't know that it's properly prepared. I get what you're saying, and I'll let the audience decide whether they agree that he wasn't properly prepared. Who knows? You can say there's a thousand. For one, if I'm Donald Trump and I've got to go against Hillary Clinton, I've got 100 things I could bring up. 100 things. I mean, it's like drinking from a fire hose, and to try and get them all in, you get no help from the moderator. It's a little bit tough. I think the debate last night changes nothing, honestly, because I think Hillary Clinton's biggest problem is her likability or lack thereof, and I don't think you come away with warm fuzzies from Hillary last night.
Well, I'm not a Hillary fan, but she certainly looked the part much more than he did.
If a robot that repeats lines over and over again and gets her shots in is what we're looking for in a president, I'm not. And I think Donald Trump's biggest detriment is what he says, right? People
and how he says it,
right?
And his body language and his nonverbals—it's all working. Look, I'm hoping he wins, Scotty. I hope he wins. I really, really do. 4 years of Hillary Clinton would be a nightmare. I'm just saying, where were you last night, Trump? Where were you?
All right, who's right? Steve or Scott, you get a chance to have a say on this now, and here's how you can weigh in. 800-228-0550. That's our toll-free telephone number from wherever you're at. You can also text 701-367-3560. 7016-2054. That's the text number we're using for today, 701-367-2054. For text, for calls, 800-228-0550. Rosella and Bismarck, you're first. What's on your mind?
Yeah, see, I think you guys got it wrong. Trump did it just right last night. He's been accused of being a bully against everything, that he's going to have temper outbursts. We don't know what he's going to do on stage. And he had to play that game of, hey, here I am. I don't have to be a bully. I don't have to be anything. But you wait, coming up, there's where he can pull the punches. With all the points that need to be made. But last night he had to lay low because they would have shut him up. Yeah, typical bully, typical
Interesting point.
And
so it was a strategy.
I think he did it right to show people, hey, I'm not going to get all wound up about this.
All right, Rosella, thank you. Appreciate that. Margie and Mandan, Jim and Fargo, Bill and Fargo, Gary and Sturgis, your calls when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Cattlemen, the Independent Beef Association of North Dakota, is holding their 11th annual meeting at the Ramada in Bismarck Friday, September 30th and Saturday, October 1st. The featured speakers are Dr. Harwood Schaefer, research professor at the Ag Policy Analysis Center, University of Tennessee, speaking on the state of agriculture today. RCAF CEO Bill Bullard, speaking on trade and checkoff issues. North Dakota Ag Commissioner Doug Goring and Dr. Sarah Keller, state veterinarian. All cattlemen are invited to attend. For registration and information, contact Larry Kenneth at 220-6102.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Pool Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins, the blood circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, it just, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
Fargo, Grand Forks, and their new location in Bismarck has moved next to Sam's Club. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, online at fargohotspring.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
That she's talking about could have been taken care of during the last 10 years, let's say, while she had great power, but they weren't taken care of. And if she ever wins this race, they won't be.
I did like that about Donald Trump last night. He kept coming back saying, hey, all this stuff you're talking about, why didn't you do it? That was clearly a theme.
dare I say, he might have prepared that, Steve?
He had a couple of good lines, Scott.
Yeah.
And he did. Should have hit him about six times over and brought in about five or six more subjects.
Cut 12 from Hillary Clinton on the obscure issue of the evening. Roll that, if you would, Rev. Cut
Donald 12. Started his career back in 1973 being sued by the Justice Department for racial discrimination because he would not rent apartments in one of his developments to African Americans, and he made sure that the people who worked for him understood that was the policy. He actually was sued twice by the Justice Department. So he has a long record of engaging in racist behavior.
That is so cheap shot, ridiculous, it's unbelievable. I don't think Donald Trump answered it really well. He basically said he settled it with a, you know, what was it again, that he settled it with the no admission of wrongdoing or anything from 1973. But I said Justice Department. Funny you bring up the Justice Department from 1973. Let's bring up the Justice Department from 2016. How much time did they spend having to investigate your emails because you wouldn't come clean on what you did because you decided to do something nobody ever had to take a server that would have got a janitor at Microsoft fired, let alone the Secretary of State of the United States. So there was one of those missed opportunities, for sure. But I am keeping track, and I think so far Rosella and Bismarck is siding with me.
Oh, Rosella didn't side with either of us. Rosella said that she thought that Trump was the nice guy. I'm not sure. I didn't see that part of it. All I saw was Trump starting to badger Hillary within about the first minute or so, and then every time they had the split screen up, he was looking sort of irritated and frustrated. But you can take it 1-0, Scott.
No, I'll go 0-0. From now on, I'll ask, okay, do you think Trump doesn't want to be in this race? Because that's the main assertion that you and I have a beef over, that you think he is the lack of preparation for last night in your mind leads you to believe that the guy doesn't want to be in the race.
No, I don't think he really wants the job.
Doesn't want the job. Okay, Jim and Fargo, do you think Donald Trump wants the job?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right. What else is on your mind?
Well, he really dropped the ball, I thought, when the liar come up and she said, well, the most important thing is cybersecurity, and I thought, he says, whoa, wait a minute. You're the one that put a private server in there that isn't as secure as my laptop in my home. And you're the one that put in there, but you claimed that you had no idea about security and all this cyber stuff, yet now you're telling us the most important thing. Which is it there, Mrs. Clinton? Which is it? And then he should have said to Lester Holt, what in tarnation bearing does it wear whether Obama was born in Kenya, which I believe he was, or whether he was born in the United States, have on this race today?
No,
he has spent
kidding.
Seven disastrous years.
No kidding. Wasn't that a ridiculous issue? I mean,
the stupidest question I ever heard in my life. Said, what in hell are you bringing that up for at this time?
Yeah,
7 years ago.
I don't know. I don't think he got in the weeds in trying to address that one and talking about the, you know, the timeline of the birth certificate and when it came out. And I would have said, look, that's ridiculous. Of all the issues we have here to discuss and debate, our national debt, our porous borders, rebuilding our military, this is what you're bringing up. I'm with you totally. Margie, how about your take? You're in Mandan. What's the mood in Mandan about last night's debate?
Well, for me and my family, we think that he didn't do a fantastic job, but he did a good job. And he did about what I expected. And I think one of the things is he didn't want to come off. I agree with Rosella. He didn't want to come off as a bully and keep interrupting Lester and things. But I paid attention to what Hillary said. And she said one thing that really concerns me, and I haven't heard anybody talk about it. She said when it comes to law enforcement, our police officers, they're going to have to be retrained. And I think that was a slap in the face to all law enforcement people. And if we look at our military, what did Obama do? He retrained them. That's why we are so weak worldwide as far as our nation. national security is concerned.
I think this issue that you're talking about on the police retraining and was in the implicit bias exchange. Listen to this.
Secretary Clinton, last week you said we've got to do everything possible to improve policing to go right at implicit bias. Do you believe that police are implicitly biased against black people?
Mister, I think implicit bias is a problem for everyone, not just police. I think, unfortunately, too many of us in our great country jump to conclusions about each other. And therefore, I think we need all of us to be asking hard questions about, you know, why am I feeling this way? But when it comes to policing, since it can have literally fatal consequences.
I do want to bring up the fact that you were the one that brought up the word super predator about young black youth. And that's a term that I think was a, it's been horribly met, as you know. I think you've apologized for it. But I think it was a terrible thing to say.
Yeah, it was a good comeback by Trump because he's saying, hey, you're calling police racist by saying there's implicit bias that needs investigation. You're the one calling, you know, young black men super predators. Ridiculous. And he went on with this next cut to say, you know, while you're busy preparing for the debate, I'm actually going to the inner cities and having a conversation about this problem in the country right now.
I just left Detroit and I just left Philadelphia and I just, you know, you've seen me. I've been all over the place. You decided to stay home and that's okay. But I will tell you, I've been all over and I've met some of the greatest people I'll ever meet within these communities, and they are very, very upset with what their politicians have told them and what their politicians have done.
And I think, you know, there's a win for Trump right there. Beverly and Beach, your take on the debate. Go ahead. Beverly,
hello?
Are you there? Yeah.
Yes, I didn't hear you. Yes. Recently I attended the National American Legion and Auxiliary Convention in Cincinnati. And on Thursday, before we were to leave, Hillary spoke. And after 45 minutes, I said to my daughter, I said, I've had enough. Let's go. So we were towards the back of the room, and we left. But all she talked about was her accomplishments that she had done. And I wanted to jump up and say, what about Benghazi and so many other things? Mr. Trump spoke the next morning. And within 30 minutes, he told everything that needed to be done in addressing veterans and the military people that needed to be done to help our veterans and our military. Why did we send over 400 million to Iran? Why did we send all of the military equipment to that country? Do they like us? I don't think so. And I believe that we need a business person, not a politician in government anymore. Government is no longer political. It's big business. Thank you.
Appreciate the call very much. Text rolling in, too. Here's one. Steve is right. Trump fell apart at the end. Trump had so many opportunities to get shocks in and never took them. Dick Moore is coming up, and more of your reaction as well on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks do them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom. A wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms. Over 26 million pieces of glass. And they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one. Add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms. 701-793-0710.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
He travels to 112 countries and negotiates a peace deal, a ceasefire, a release of dissidents, an opening of new opportunities in nations around the world, or even spends 11 hours testifying in front of a congressional committee. He can talk to me about stamina.
Hillary Clinton, last night's debate with Donald Trump, what did you think of it? Who won? Who lost? What's your take? 800-228-0550. Our next guest is the author of Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. Dick Morris, you can watch his Facebook Live videos. They're a great analysis on this race. Dick, nice to have you back. What did you think about last night?
I was furious last night. I hated Donald Trump's performance. I thought it was terrible. I think in terms of the debate itself, he lost somewhat. I don't think it's irreparable. But, oh, my God, can you imagine going through 98 minutes of debate with Hillary Clinton and never mentioning, even alluding to Benghazi, the emails, the Clinton Sound, never mentioning the words Clinton Foundation, pay-for-play scandals, never going into the IRS scandal. She gets up there and she pontificates about these poor young men who are serving sentences when it was her husband's damn anti-crime bill in 1994 that consigned them to those sentences. She talks all about cybersecurity and holier than thou about how important it is to us. And she doesn't mention that her own emails are the main thing that compromised our security. Cybersecurity begins at home. And he just let so many opportunities go by. I mean, it would have been really nice if Donald Trump had showed up at the debate and having pushed aside every other Republican candidate, including some who could have really handled her last night, he gives this pathetic performance.
Emailer says, I just don't understand why Trump didn't open up. His handlers say he totally went off script. This is not 18 months ago. I find myself for the first time yelling at Trump at the TV last night. Stand still. No faces. Don't interrupt. Of course, he didn't hear me. I thought he lost the debate until I saw the polls this morning. And there are a lot of online polls with hundreds of thousands of participants that suggest that he won. It did remind me of the primetime debates when you're watching, you think, gosh, he could have been better. But then, his supporters and the public say he won. What do you think?
Well, we'll see. NBC had a post-debate poll, a telephone poll, a real one, and that showed Hillary winning significantly, but it was too Democratic a sample. So we'll see. But my point isn't so much who won and who lost. It is that Trump absolutely left his game at home. And if he's not going to learn to do better, for God's sakes, he should have let somebody else do the debating and win the nomination. One of the big reasons that people backed Trump for this nomination was that he would take it to Hillary. I can't wait till Trump gets a hold of Hillary, people were saying. And that would have been true. But Hillary suckered him. She got him to believe it's an issue of temperament and dignity and presidentiality. And he didn't. It's not that he didn't rehearse, it's that he didn't learn how to debate. I read a book a couple of years ago about Napoleon, and it said that he was so brilliant in coming up with new strategies that nobody had ever really embraced or thought of, that he bypassed his generals and didn't need to listen to them. But then when it came to doing things they were good at, which was part of conventional military science, like wear winter uniforms when you're invading Russia, he just didn't listen to them, and he ended up falling apart over the least of these fundamental issues that others would have got. And that's true of Donald in this debate. In his primaries, he was so good at that, at new thinking and new approaches. But somebody needed to tell him that you go into these debates with a checklist, and I even wrote one out. I've got it. It's on my website, on Newsmax.com, and in Armageddon, our book, of 10 things that he needed to raise. And you have that list in front of you, or if you're not allowed to have notes, you do it mentally. And you check each one off as you do it. And if you get three quarters of the way through the debate and it isn't raised, you raise it. And Holt gave him every opportunity in the world to raise it.
Yeah, one of my favorites was cybersecurity. Cybersecurity.
Yeah.
She gets the first question on it, right. and he doesn't come back with, hey, let's talk about cybersecurity and your servers and your emails and that was a natural. The others you mentioned as well. There were missed opportunities.
I think at one point he asks Trump, so what's your solution to the crime that's taking place? And he never mentions profiling Muslim immigrants or blocking them from coming into the country, just lets that opportunity pass right by. By the way, on cybersecurity, Scott, it is my theory that Putin has all of Hillary's emails and that segment where Hillary damn near threatened war if Putin screws around and hacks our servers and hacks our emails, I think was basically trying to back Putin off releasing them.
Interesting. Casey emails, I think Trump did a good job. I don't want Trump to sound like a politician. We've had enough of that. It was refreshing in a way that what seemed like genuine answers and not rehearsed answers that have been spewed over and over. Hillary is dangerous because there is absolutely zero accountability and not authenticity that is evident in how she was stone-faced as Trump spoke.
Incompetence is not authenticity.
His facial expressions as she spoke shows he was genuinely listening to her and had a visceral response to the nonsense. She was able to stay stone-faced because she repeats the same stuff over and over, and Lester Holt played right into her hands, says Casey and Bismarck. What about that?
Well, incompetence is not authenticity, and Trump just failed to deliver in the debate. It was a terrible, terribly weak performance. I mean, how do you go through a debate with Hillary Clinton for 90 minutes and never mention the words Clinton Foundation, never mention the word Benghazi, never mention the word pay for play, never talk about Guantanamo? How do you go through a debate with her and never mention that stuff? I mean, it's like, you know, going through other than
so what's
that,
your, what's
like
your
the
theory?
Blame
what, Lincoln. What is your theory on this? Why do you think that
I don't think that he was. I think he was arrogant going into it. He didn't really think about it. He spent too much time. He just didn't prepare properly. I also feel that she suckered him. That she persuaded him that temperament was the key, and that if he went into the debate angry and attacking and going after her, that he would look really bad.
So he's holding back.
So he was pulling his punches, and that's because I think she suckered him.
Starla in South Dakota, what's your take on last night's debate with Dick Morris?
Basically, Donald Trump is not a debater. He's not a lifelong politician. He's a man of the people. He relates to the everyday person that's working, paying the bills for this whole country, and understands about possibly reducing our debt. And I didn't learn anything new from Hillary last night. Everybody knows that she's corrupt, that she wasn't prosecuted because of the ties to the president. Everybody knows that a private server, I mean, that's illegal, all the young stuff. So I don't know if he had to hit her with that or not. And, I mean, he could have hit her with a lot of nasty stuff at the end when they brought up the women thing. But she refrained, and I think people in some degree will respect him for not beating up on her family.
All right. What about that theory, Dick?
Well, first of all, I'm still for Trump, and I hope he wins. And I agree with everything that she said substantively about Donald Trump. But I think the debate performance was terrible. At the end, when she went through the litany of quotes, he should have come back at her and saying, "It is not me who deployed private detectives to dig up dirt on women to blackmail them into silence when their only sin was having an affair with your husband."
Yeah, there were definitely comebacks.
Line about her health? He could have won this whole debate simply by saying, "Hillary, we in the past have had presidents who are disabled, and FDR was fine for 12 years. That wasn't a problem. But we cannot afford a president who has an issue with dementia. And you have had a blood clot inside your skull, right next to your brain. You fainted on three occasions in public and one in private, and in the last 5 years. And I think you ought to have a full MRI tomorrow and release those results to the public, because we cannot afford to elect someone who can't serve."
Yeah, will you do that? Luther, Grand Forks, your take with Dick Morrison. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
My take on the debate was that Hillary seemed to come off as someone who really practiced a lot. I think she was well trained in what she was doing, but the entire substance was snappy one-liners on Trump.
Yeah.
If you spend all your time, you know, coming up with snappy one-liners, you're not really addressing the issue. You're just trying to destroy somebody. And I think Trump went in good faith to speak to issues, and Hillary comes back with these snappy one-liners. I mean, that's not productive. So that was my take on it.
Yeah, I think that debating Hillary is like debating a jukebox. You know exactly what she's going to play in response to each issue because she's done it 100,000 times before. But that's no excuse for not having a good debate performance. So let's just talk, rather than call Scott, about where we go from here. I think that Trump did very well in two parts of the debate. I thought his job stuff at the beginning was excellent, and I think he really made the case of tying it to trade and NAFTA and tying that to Hillary. I thought during the crime segment of the debate, the third segment, he was very good in merging the demand for law and order with a pro-civil rights, anti-racist agenda. And he really showed that crime is more of a problem for inner-city black people than it is for white people in North Dakota. And I think that that was a brilliant connection, and I thought he did it really well. So I think he needs to proceed on those lines and then begin really to open up the negatives against Hillary that he didn't do in the debate, and then do them in the second debate. In terms of his weaknesses, I think that Hillary opened up two lines of attack that she will pursue. First, the income tax release and his personal conduct vis-a-vis his employees. I was going crazy. Trump should have turned to her and said, "Look, you never had to worry about firing people. You never had to worry about not being able to afford to pay people. You never had to worry about bankruptcy because you've lived for 40 years off the American taxpayer."
That would have been great.
Unlike other businessmen that have to worry about that kind of stuff. And I try hard. Sometimes I succeed. Sometimes I fail.
Yeah,
but the
line.
Other big thing that she opened up on him was the stuff about the treatment of women. And he's now got to come back with talking about the Bimbo Patrol and the private detectives.
Yeah, he didn't really answer it other than to say that he was going to bring up Clinton's problems, but did not. Dick Morse, great analysis. Thank you very much. More after this, folks.
Nowadays, a landline is an unnecessary expense, but I want to keep my number in the phone book, and I want my friends and family to be able to connect with me and my wife wherever we are. Our home number is precious to us. With OurOldNumber.com, we get to keep our home number, and we can be reached whether we're here or in Arizona for the winter. What a great solution for us. Our home number follows us, and we save money too. OurOldNumber.com.
The 10th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference is Tuesday, October 11th. Register today, hosted at the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College campus. Topics of the day include global oil outlook, clean energy, state and national energy policies, and regional transmission and marketing constraints. I'll be there live to discuss today's events on What's on Your Mind. Go to energynd.com/events. Registration fee is $95 through Tuesday, October 6th, so register now. Go to energynd.com/events. When it's time to fill up, you have a lot of choices. My choice, every time, PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. That's right. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better from the shadow of the Capitol, Bismarck Mandan locations, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Dilworth, into Minnesota, Bemidji. They're down in Wahpeton, they're in Castleton, a growing number of locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Stop in for the best deals all day long, too, like the 4-for-4 special is the best, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, a 20-ounce drink of your choice, and two cookies of your choice, four items, $4 all day, every day. Or take advantage of the great September specials like Nestle 24-pack of water, $3.99, Kellogg's Cheez-Its for 79 cents, Giant Sunflower Seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39 each. Don't forget the PetroServe USA $50,000 giveaway. New winners every single week, so come on in and get registered at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By the end of this evening, I'm going to be blamed for everything that's ever happened.
Why not?
Why not? Yeah, why not? Join the debate by saying more crazy things.
Yeah, I don't know what that was all about. Donald Trump, I think, got under Hillary Clinton's skin with this idea that all this stuff you're talking about doing, all these ways you're going to fix things, you've had a chance to do it. I think it's a perfect line because I think reasonable people watching a debate go, yeah. I mean, that's where Donald Trump has an advantage, and I think I hear it from some of the callers today to say,
look, he's not a politician. I don't expect him to get up there and be Mr. Polished and know to come back with every line the way he should. I don't disagree there were missed opportunities, but I also cut him some slack because the guy hasn't done it for a living. That's not his game. Isn't that why we like him? Isn't that why we want him as president of the United States? And I don't think there's any doubt this man wants the job. I think he's sacrificing a ton for this job. I absolutely do. When we spoke with Eric Trump, his son, last week on the program, what I heard from Eric Trump was, you know, we're being him and Donald Jr. and Ivanka and the children of the family in a position to be able to help run the company. So he was able to seriously take a love for this country and a desire to do something, all the things that are happening to us again and again and again, regulation and business, and do something about it because we can run the company. That's significant. But he's not a politician, so I do think he deserves a little bit of credit there. Dick Morris was done talking to callers, so I was done with Dick Morris. We're going to go back to more of the I am most interested in what you think, folks. I really am. And I know you're sitting on a tractor trying to get this harvest done. You're behind the wheel of a truck delivering something. You're in the shop fixing something. You're in an office listening on your computer while you're making an honest living. You're at home raising a family. And you have a compass that this country needs. And don't be afraid to share it because you inspire others. I'm dead serious about this. I am most interested in what you think about this, or for that matter, any topic. It's why I do this show. It's why I love it. It's why it's called What's on Your Mind, because we do honestly care. 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. And, of course, you can also text me at 701-367-2054. Different number today. Todd is off today and tomorrow. 701-367-2054. You're texting me directly. Earl and Perm, what's on your mind?
Scott, good morning.
Morning,
Dave. Hey, listen, I'm gonna be a little different than most of your callers and probably all your callers. But to me, last night should have wakened the American sheeple up to know that your vote doesn't count for one. Two, it's the elite that put in the president, and it's going to be Satan's daughter. I'll tell you right now, this is not going to be anything of a close vote. It'll be Hillary, and she's being put in so the elite can bring in their New World Order. I'm telling you, this is what's happening, and if you people out there that believe that your vote counts, you better wake up, because it doesn't. And I'm telling you right now, we are in deep, deep, deep trouble. And people better, I'm telling you, people,
so when you
please,
say your, when you say your, when you say your vote doesn't count, Earl, you're saying the outcome is already predetermined? Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yes, it is. And okay. I'm telling you right now, this is the only reason they want this idiot in there. And look at what Trump did last night. He did nothing. And that was all meant to be so Hillary could look like the champ. And she's going to come in.
So,
and she's
going to
bring in
the
New World Order.
Earl, I'm sorry to interrupt. I got a lot of callers. I just want to try to get to a couple of points here. So Donald Trump is the tool of the... Oh, he didn't want to stand fresh. I was just trying to ask more questions. But, you know, I don't go through life thinking that's the way it is. And honestly, I know friends who watch very closely what the Illuminati think or the, you know, the elites. And evidently, they don't like Donald Trump because he's not in the club. I mean, that's at least what folks in that world say. So that's a little different than what you're saying. Alan Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to give you a few comments on what I thought about the debate, and I'm sitting back, and he had so many chances to bring up different subjects, and he just let them go by. And to me, it doesn't make sense. And I'm not a debater, and I could see just watching the show that he wasn't doing a good job. And when Hillary was hitting him on the point where he had stiffed so many people, not paying them, he had a chance right there to come back and say, well, let's talk about how many people you stiffed. And he could have brought Benghazi up right there, and he didn't do it. So that's just one point. So I don't think he did a very good job.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate it. You know, there definitely were missed opportunities. There's no doubt about that. Why?
One texter has a theory here. So Steve is comparing his preparation for a high school football radio broadcast to Trump's debate prep. Seriously, as far as the debate, Trump spent more time on the defensive due to Lester Holt and Hillary throwing irrelevant questions at him. I wish Trump would have just deflected those, brought up Benghazi Clinton Foundation himself, says John. Appreciate the call, John. Back to South Dakota, Bill in Sioux Falls, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. I agree with what Dick Morris had to say. I agree with some of your callers this morning. Trump could have definitely done better. He could have capitalized on numerous things to really put the hammer down on Hillary. And in the upcoming debates, he needs to do that. But what I will say, and what scares the heck out of me, is Hillary Clinton now is a blatant socialist. She's going to raise taxes. She's going to take money from you even when you're dead. She's going to blow guns right out of the planet. She doesn't want anybody to own a weapon.
You're right, Bill. She's gone left, thanks to Bernie Sanders, and said it as much last night. Makes the election that much more important. Supreme Court, think about it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week, special guest Val Fisher of the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction discusses the importance of preparing for possible security threats.
School prevention of violence, whether it be in the workplace or in the school, is not always a matter of having the high-tech bells and whistles. It's really a matter of awareness and prevention and knowing your surroundings. It's a matter of having policies that are very clear and that are enforced. It's a matter of role modeling, and it's a matter of doing a lot of things so that students in particular have that trusted adult and that they are engaged in the school preparation, planning, and assessment of where are your exits, who are your partners, what type of risks could possibly happen, and being prepared and having that awareness so that you don't believe that you are oblivious that this would never potentially happen in a small school.
For more information on violence planning and management, go to www.ndsc.org/homeandcommunities.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.